This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
It may be the nighttime,
but the sports talk doesn't stop.
Sports talk radio that's live, local,
and not for the faint of heart.
Oh, you didn't know?
Sometimes angry.
Loud noises!
Telling it like it is.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
And pretty much always right.
Don't ever argue with the big dog. Big dog is always right.
Text or call 404-741-0929 and be part of the show.
Well, we're waiting.
Live from the Kia Studios, it's time for the John Chuckery Show. Serving you up sports on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And welcome into Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yes, it is time for the John Chuckery Show. Hanging out with you here on this Wednesday evening. Going to be with you for the full three in the Kia Studios. We ask you to download the Odyssey app. You're not in the car as much, but you want to listen in. Put the Odyssey app on one of your devices today. You can use your smartphone. You can use your Alexa speakers. You can use your tablet. You can use your Victrola or your digital pager or your fax machine. Whatever your device is, just download it on something to be able to catch us when you're on the go. Social media is at 929TheGame on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And as always, best way to be a part of this show, follow us on our personal Twitter pages, at JMCH316. That is your water cooler talking points 3 to 6 months in advance of anybody else that is out there. Producing the show, as always, living the dream, is Oren, at Oren Romaine. And,
it's a Christmas miracle that I came back.
Yes. Yeah. Listen, we haven't run you off yet. I was texting you.
We're not going to talk about that, by the way. We're not going to talk about that.
What about the one that said about he wanted for Christmas his little brother? That was my favorite one.
Yeah, I'm sure that was.
I mean, that one was pretty good.
I have to hover my finger on the dump button to tell you what I think about that photo you sent me.
Well, sir. I mean, listen, it's...
You sent me like 20 cartoons, you know that?
Yeah. I mean, because they were all funny. Like the one that said about wanting to meet his mom, and then they drove off a cliff. Saying he was saying that the dad was saying, well, your mom's dead, and then you're driving off a cliff.
Yeah, that was a fun one, yes. Like I woke up and I'm like, why do I have all these texts from John Chuck? Oh, they're just really morbid cartoons he sent me. Very morbid and dark cartoons.
I saw this link for a page that had all these morbid cartoons on it, or inappropriate cartoons on it. And I had to send them to you because I just was laughing.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you know what was the thing? You didn't have to send them to me, but you did send them
well,
to me.
Well, I felt like I owed it to you.
No.
I felt like we hadn't communicated, you know, in a while, and I felt like I owed it to you to be able to, you know, keep up with the goings on of Orrin Romaine and everything. So
you couldn't ask me how I was doing. Hey, what's going on, buddy? Just checking in on you. No,
no,
your way of checking in on me.
No,
was sending me these dark cartoons that dealt with death and child parent loss,
or Santa creating a brother for the little boy.
You get more and more just creepily descriptive of that photo, that cartoon you're
seeing. It was so fun. When I saw that.
Look at the way that you're laughing right now. Even your laugh right now is guilty.
I can't even remember where I found that picture, but I cracked up laughing. Like I was dying laughing when saw that.
It's a different laugh you have right now, mm-hmm. talking about these.
Yes. Because it's so inappropriate. Like it's so beyond the pale.
There's some pride in that laughter you do. I'm like, you know what? I did okay with what I said.
I mean, you have a young child, and
yes,
you know, it was, you know, and it obviously a newer family, right?
Yes.
I mean, you know, it in general,
new wife,
right?
New
like
child.
you've not been married that long. Not like you've been married for 40 years or anything
no.
like that. So you've been married a few years, and you have a young child. So I just thought that was an appropriate cartoon to be able to.
Yeah, as I celebrate my child's first Christmas, seeing a father and son drive off a cliff together. Meet with his deceased mother.
Maybe we'll read some of those later on.
We don't have to do that.
All right. Well, no, anyway, we'll talk more about Christmas come toward the end of the show and everything like that. So, all right, a lot to get to here this evening. I want to piggyback off something Carl Dukes just said about Jeff Schultz. And, you know, listen, I don't agree a lot with Jeff Schultz. You know, it's – I don't want to say it's rare, but – there are a lot of times that I don't agree. You know, a few years ago, the thing I really disagreed with Schultz on was when he said it was a bad idea for Clint Capela to come out and talk trash about who was it in the playoffs? Was it the Knicks? Was it the Knicks that the Hawks played a few years ago in that first round in the playoffs where he was like, oh, Capela shouldn't be talking. And I was like, Capela should be talking trash all the time, you know, on a team like the Knicks. So we agree, but again, he's a great writer. Obviously, he spent a long time with the AJC, then was with the Athletic, and he was one of the guys that, I don't want to say that he launched the Athletic, but he was one of the early contributors of the Athletic.
When they were doing their regional coverage, he was one of the,
right.
like, for Atlanta, that was sort of a big get. He
right.
had been with the AJC for a
right.
while, and then him going to the Athletic was, like, that's sort of a big deal.
And, you know, at that time, it was kind of risky. Because, again, nobody knew if the Athletic was going to be around.
You were basing it on subscribers.
Right, right. And so, you know, again, what was it, the New York Times or the New York Post that bought the Athletic? Was it the New York Times that bought out the Athletic?
The Times, I believe, yes.
Yeah. So, but Schultz is going to retire after 40-something-odd years in the
42.
Business. So 42 years. So congratulations to him. Obviously, a long and a distinguished career.
I didn't mean to cut you off, but what's funny, though, like his last article literally talks about how he walked Arthur Blank to his car.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a way to go out there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, he said after the Colts game, he walked him out to his car. So I don't know if he made any suggestions or not, but anyway. So speaking of the Falcons, we'll talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter coming up at 7:40 tonight. Listen, the Falcons played arguably not just their most complete game of the year, but Orrin, could you make a case that was the most complete game in the Arthur Smith era that was played on Sunday? When you look at the offense, defense, special teams, Younghoe Koo was the special teams player of the week. That may have been the most complete game that the Falcons played in the Arthur Smith era.
It was, the most sacks in a ball game
yes.
since 2018? And
6 sacks, the big turnover.
Yeah, you forced turnovers, 177 yards on the ground
right.
rushing. Like, everything about that
and
game
And you didn't
positive.
Turn the football
and
over.
And you didn't turn the football over.
Right.
You know, you got the fumble that you recovered from Heineke.
Right.
But everything about that football game was positive for the Falcons.
Right.
You, as Smitty would say, you dominated in all three phases.
Well, and listen, now they're up to a 12% chance to be in the playoffs, right? So you're saying there's a chance. So listen, it is what it is. What you have to do is take care of your business first and foremost. You can't worry about what everybody else does. Wes Durham talked about this on the radio broadcast. I was listening to mostly the radio broadcast. Look, you take care of your business, and then you can scoreboard watch after that. But if you don't take care of your business, it doesn't really matter what Tampa or New Orleans or whatever is doing. or Green Bay or Minnesota or whatever. Like, you're going to get paralysis from analysis. Take care of your business first and foremost, and then wherever the chips fall is wherever they fall. So Falcons still hanging on for hope. Now the last two, though, are on the road, so no more home cooking. So, again, last couple of games are going to be, you know, here on the road. Obviously, they will end the season in Baltimore. And, you know, again, New Orleans. But, look, we'll see what happens. I mean, all you can do is just take care of your business, right? You go to Chicago to take on Justin Fields and the Bears. You go to New Orleans and you'll take on the Aints, you know, to end the year and just to handle your business. And whatever happens, happens. So, again, if they can win out, I don't know how much their chances increase. Again, you're sitting at 12% right now. But, you know, if they finish 9, and let me ask you this. Because I said this early in the year. I'll ask you this question, Warren. I said this early in the year. I do think that if you're 9-8, even if you don't make the playoffs, you can look at that as having success because you're over 500 for the first time. I know it's a bad division, but much like the Detroit Lions did last year, where they didn't win the division and they were 9-8 and they didn't make the playoffs either, but you see how they piggybacked off of that year last year and turned the tide into what this year is.
Yeah, but Detroit had more pieces. You got an A1 pass rusher on the edge. A quarterback who's competent.
Where'd they get that guy? Did they spend $80 million in free agency to get him?
No, they drafted.
Oh, how about their offensive line? Their right tackle. One of the best right tackles. Did they sign him to a free agent contract for $90 million? Right.
They drafted him. Huh? That wide receiver on the edge.
So let me ask you a question.
One of those running backs.
So they invested high draft capital into line of scrimmage players, and things have turned around quickly. Oh, okay. All right.
That's why
we got a tight end. We got a tight end. How's that draft class look? How's that 20? Everybody's talking about this year's draft class. How's that 21 draft class looking?
Not great. But Richie Grant lost his starting job.
How's your third round pick doing?
Not great.
He's not in the league. Your first round pick's got 6 touchdowns in 3 years or 4 years or whatever it's been.
To answer your question, though, 9-8 would not be a success just because of what you said, the division being horrible.
Yeah, I mean,
at 9-8 probably, you know, if you did what you were supposed to do, 9-8 could have won you the division this year. But
look,
it's not going to.
Is it not, though? If you're 9-8, is the division out of play, though? If you win your last two, there's still some things that can happen that could cause you to win that division.
They finished 8-8 or 9-7? What, they started off with 5-1 in Quinn's first year.
Yeah, they were the first team in NFL history to start off 5-0 and not make the playoffs.
And then they finished with the winning record. You beat Carolina to end that year.
How'd that game in San Francisco go? How'd that game in Frisco go?
That next year, that same team went to a Super Bowl.
Oh,
so.
Okay. So again, you're hoping
about optimism.
You're hoping about piggybacking off the success of, you know, this year. No matter what happens this year, you're piggybacking off of hopefully success for next year. We'll talk to our buddy Chad Bishop, who covers Georgia Tech. We'll put a bow on their season. Big win, good win over UCF in the Gasparilla Bowl. That was Friday of last week. So we'll put a bow on the season. And look, now there's going to be expectations for Brent Key. And listen, we'll talk about their quarterback situation because it is very rosy. It's a very rosy situation going into next year. Maybe as much optimism as there's been at quarterback since Joe Hamilton. That's how much optimism. So we'll talk to him about all of that. Hawks. How's that going out for the Hawks? So we're now 37% of the way through the season. Hawks will take on... who is it? The Sacramento Queens coming up on Friday. That will be at State Farm Arena. They'll take on the Sacramento Queens Friday. 37% through the season, And let's see. Let's see where they are in the standings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Out. Oh, yeah, they're below the play-in line. 118-113 last night. Trey did not shoot it well. DeJounte didn't shoot it well from three. Though, Trey and Bogey last night were, what, 6-for-24 from three. 6-for-24 from three.
I saw a stat that in the 18 losses the Hawks have, there has only been one loss that has been more than 11 points.
Okay.
This is a team that when it comes to, hey, put up time now in the fourth quarter, they can't close, man. And then this is what Quinn Snyder talked about earlier, too, the fact that, like, you're not valuing possessions late. You're not doing what you need to do defensively late in ball games to close out ball games.
Well, I believe that I heard that that was all coaching. And obviously we brought our coach in just a couple of weeks ago, right? Or about a month ago.
He's been here. Huh? He's been here since
when?
Last season.
Huh?
Last season.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I heard it was just coaching. Because once we got the good coach in, and Nate's system was flawed, then once we had a good coach in here, all of a sudden it would be magic.
That was the assumption.
Oh. Where are they sitting right now?
Below the play-in line.
Yeah, say 12.
They got Jalen Johnson back,
yeah,
though.
They did.
The single most important player.
Yeah, the wins above replacement leader, I guess, in the NBA, who's more valuable than Giannis or anybody in the league right now.
They lost with him last night.
Oh. But at least they scored, what, 125, 130 last night?
113, 112 points, yeah.
So that's 9 points below their average, so... Anyway, at least they gave up below their average.
They didn't give up 120 last night, though.
Yeah,
they gave up only
118.
118.
Yeah, yeah. So that's good news. The Braves. Did you see that they paid a luxury tax bill of $3.2 million? If I can pay a luxury tax of $3.2 million, I'll stay in the luxury tax every year. Now, again, you get penalized more as time goes on, but $3.2 million is chicken feed in Major League Baseball terms. And again, with the money that the battery's making and everything else, how'd that go to end the season?
You are just in a mood right now where it's
What?
Just letting everybody know how badly it's ended for the sports teams fall and winter.
Here's a happy note. Happy retirement to Andrelton Simmons, one of the great defensive shortstops. Certainly, you know, Braves legend. Finished up his career with the California Angels, and he announced his retirement. I believe it was yesterday, that he announced his retirement.
I have had arguments with people on Twitter about Andrelton. He might be the most polarizing, I think, or one of the most polarizing Brave figures.
Why? How's he polarizing?
Because of the fact that the reason they traded him was that they could not justify hitting him at the top of the lineup.
Yes.
Because he didn't get on base enough. The guy didn't draw walks. He didn't strike out a lot, but just didn't get on base enough.
If you look at his power numbers when he got to California, his power numbers really jumped up, though. I mean, he became a much better hitter when he went to the Angels.
But it was tough to pay him. This is like when we had Michael Bourne here. You can't pay a guy an insane amount of money if he just does like one thing well. Oh, he plays defense. Well, can he hit? We're not in that age anymore where you got to be able to do a little bit of both. You can't be in, you know, this.
You can't be Mark Belanger anymore. You can't be all defense and no bat.
There you go.
Like you can't be those kinds of. You have to have some balance. And again, they had Dansby, you know, waiting in the wings and things like that. So, I mean, again, it worked itself out. But again, Andrelton Simmons had a nice career. I mean, again,
I enjoyed him when he was here. Yeah.
And I thought he was a good player here. And if you look at his numbers, he was a pretty good offensive player when he was in with the Angels. So, happy retirement to Andrelton Simmons. All right. When we get back, Falcons thoughts, because I'm really not buying into what some people are trying to sell me about the Atlanta Falcons as far as next year goes. We'll talk more about that. Chuck Ray hanging out with you in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday evening. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Ray Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 20 minutes from right now, we will talk to D. Orlando Ledbetter. We'll get his thoughts about this Falcons game and their playoff chances and everything related to that. 404-726-0929. That's both our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, and if you've got some thoughts about the Falcons as well, Oren can be back there answering the phone, and I'll have my handy phone to pull you up. So 404-726-0929. So some thoughts about the Falcons. So, you know, again, we just talked about that was obviously the most complete win of the season. As I said, it may have been the most complete win in the tenure of Arthur Smith. Now, we talked last week about the idea of you have to go out and draft a quarterback. I believe wherever you pick, if you pick top 10 or if you win the division 19th, you have to go draft a quarterback. But some of the narratives that are out there, and I saw the latest. The latest one was the whole Russell Wilson thing, okay? So let me break some of these things down, okay? Number one, the idea of replacing Arthur Smith with Ryan Nielsen. Yes, Ryan Nielsen has done some good things for this defense this year, no doubt about it. But what makes anybody think that Ryan Nielsen, who's in his first year of full-time play calling, again, he's been a co-DC for the Saints, co-defensive coordinator. He was not the play caller. This is his first year calling plays. What makes anybody think that he is going to magically be a good head coach? Like, where exactly does that come from? He's not even as experienced as Arthur Smith was when he got this job. Arthur Smith had more success in the NFL at higher levels than what Ryan Nielsen has had. So I'm confused as to why anybody magically thinks because he's done some nice things and he comes from the Saints? Like, what exactly? Like, what tells you that he's ready to be a head coach? Because, again, I believe that the Falcons are going to retain Arthur Smith. And I think Sunday's win at home went a long way to sealing that. Now, things can change, right? In the words of Vince McMahon, plans change, pal. But I think at the end of the day, he's going to be the head coach next year. And I'm okay with that. I know his flaws, and I understand. But you see in a game like yesterday, Sunday, you see what the potential is. That's even without a quarterback. That's without a quarterback who is not very good. Say what you will about Taylor Heinicke. Again, he's still a below-average quarterback. And he shouldn't start next year, and you got to get that out of your mind. So that's number one. I don't understand the Ryan Nielsen thing, okay? Number two is this fascination with Justin Fields. What has Justin Fields shown you in his 3 years of nothing but last place finishes that he can lead an organization to the promised land? By the way, the GM that drafted him is fired and has been here with the organization the last couple of years. Ryan Pace. Now, again, it's not just Justin Fields, but if you have a transformative player, then you have a transformative player. And I don't see that with Justin Fields. He's exciting. He's a highlight factory, but he doesn't win ball games. You understand that Desmond Ridder has 8 wins in basically a full season of starts in the NFL. Justin Fields has 9. And by the way, Justin Fields has 37 fumbles and 29 interceptions in 3 years. Yeah, but he runs around and all that. I get that. And he's an exciting player. But what has shown you that, and again, they've got a number one wide receiver. They don't have some value. They've got a guy that's a solid player. They have according to Pro Football Focus, they have a top half offensive line. Their offensive line last year graded out at 14th in the NFL from Pro Football Focus, and they've been 14, 15, 16 in that range this year. So they have a top half offensive line, even with him running around and doing all the things that he does. So I don't understand the fascination with that. Now, the Russell Wilson thing. Again, if you're going to pay 20, and I'll go one more quarter. The Russell Wilson thing. They would have to give him $25 million last year. Is this franchise ready to have a $25 million quarterback for next year? Because I'll give you the other guy is Kirk Cousins. If you trade for Kirk Cousins, who's got one more year on his deal, he's a $30 million quarterback. And let me tell you, he ain't playing here for fish heads and rice. And by the way, what does Kirk Cousins do for your franchise? You know, last year they had that miraculous year where they were, what, Orn, 11-1 in one-score games?
It was at one point they were like the worst 10-win team in the NFL, something we call it last year.
Yeah. Okay, his career record's below 500. Again, I'll say this with Derek Carr. The Washington Commanders were no better in Kirk Cousins' tenure than they are right now. Like, he didn't leave that franchise. Like, Matt at least left our franchise in decent stead. I mean, it's obviously his last couple of years, but the Falcons were a much better organization when Matt Ryan was here. That wasn't true in Washington. And by the way, Case Keenum got him to the NFC title game in Minnesota. So again, I don't understand. Draft your quarterback. Draft your guy. Instead of all of these vagabonds and projects and find you whatever. Again, if you're going to find another coach and Arthur's – I saw Zeno tweet this out yesterday, that Arthur Blank should make the same commitment to Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith that Woody Johnson made. Come out and say they're going to be back or whatever like that. Okay, here would be my caveat to that, though, Orin. I'm willing to have Arthur Blank come out and say that I'm going to bring Arthur Smith back with the idea that it's playoffs or bust next year. No matter what happens this year, playoffs or bust, or win the division. Because if you're going to bring back a guy that nobody wants, then there has to be some level of expectation. It can't be just floating around in the wind. And again, I've said this about Arthur Blank many times. Give us some definitive statements. I know he's going to evaluate and all, and he says that every time. But give us something definitive. Give us something that the fans can hang on to. You know, again, I know he said 3-year plan and all this kind of stuff. Okay, things don't always go just that easy. But now you're in year 4, and if he's going to be back, then put some definitive statements behind it. Say that we need to be a playoff team next year. Or, and again, if Arthur Smith doesn't like this, didn't Arthur Smith, Oren, didn't he just say, like, last week before, hey, I know it's a results business and you get hired to get fired. And didn't he say all that stuff at the press conference last week? That he basically said, yeah, I know what to. Okay, then you have your owner come out and set the expectation. And I'm not saying 14-3 or whatever, but some baseline of what fans should expect for the ownership to say either enough is enough, or if we hit this threshold, we're moving forward. That's what Arthur Smith should do. Now, has he ever done that? No, not really. You know, when they brought Dan Quinn back for that last year, what'd he go, 0-5? You know, Dan had 3 5-game losing streaks in the 6 seasons that he was here. By the way, he didn't finish the full 6th year, but he had 3 5-game losing streaks in that 6-year period. And that's with a Super Bowl and a second-round playoff. He had 3 5 loss streaks in his career. You lose 5 games in a row in the NFL, in today's modern NFL, because, again, you're bound to run into some jabroni team. You're bound to run into some vagabond over a 5-game stretch. And he had 3 of those in his 6 years here. So I tell you, he was not a good coach, but it's another argument for another day. But obviously, that was a complete game all the way around. And I was on multiple stations up in Indianapolis doing hits and stuff like that. And, you know, they were excited about playing the Falcons. They thought they would come down here and win. They'd been hot. You know, the 49ers the last 6 weeks before, like, this weekend, 49ers were 6-0. Do you know who the second best team was in the NFL? The Colts. They were 5-1. Only the 49ers had won more games in that last 6 weeks than the Colts had. They were feeling good about themselves. Gardner Minshew and all this kind of stuff. And the Falcons just shut them down with their defense and ran all over them with their offense. And it was a sight to see. And that was as complete a game. Now guess what? You have to replicate that. Because there's no reason why this team can't go to Chicago and to New Orleans and do the same things to 2 bad football teams. Because the Bears are bad and the Saints are bad. And yes, we're a bad football team as well. But there's no reason why you can't go up and beat the Bears and beat the Saints the last 2 weeks. And if you can't do that, then the chips will fall where they do. But I do think Arthur Blank is going to have Arthur Smith come back for it. I think Arthur Blank, is looking for every reason to keep Arthur Smith. D-Led, when we get back, Chuck Brinicchia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Re Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers, Diamond Text Line to be a part of the show. Well, obviously, you know, we just talked about the idea that that was probably the most complete game that the Falcons have played all year. And I'll ask this gentleman the question as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter. He is the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his fine work. And, of course, he is on Twitter, at D. Orlando AJC. And D. Led, you know, I said not only was that the most complete game the Falcons have played all year, but could you make an argument that that was the most complete game in the Arthur Smith tenure that the Falcons played on Sunday?
Yeah, you could certainly do that because certainly against a quality opponent, which, you know, the coach came in here with 8 wins. You know, there was, you know, you'd have to go search and look it up, but definitely this year. And the only other win on par with that would have been the win over the 49ers and maybe the Browns last year. But they came in here with a lot of people not playing. Bosa and Myles Garrett didn't play in those games. So, yeah, this is right up there with those two wins.
You know, D-Led, going into the game last Sunday, and the Falcons, you know, besides running the football, they were very effective running the football. They were almost 6 yards a carry in the game. But, you know, before last week, it was almost a full yard per rushing attempt year over year less for the Falcons. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know, but, you know, the Falcons still have the second most rushing attempts in the NFL, and that's only behind Baltimore, who obviously has a quarterback that accumulates a lot of rushing attempts. So they still have the second most attempts in the league, but they, you know, before last Sunday, were almost a full yard less per attempt. How much is that on injuries to the offensive line, quality of play from the offensive line, running backs? Like, what do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to teams getting prepared for what they know they can do best. You know, the Falcons, their challenge coming into this year was to put up a passing attack that was, you know, higher than last year where they finished, I think, 21st. But they haven't been able to do that. So every week when they go out, teams start with, hey, well, we got to stop the run. And they haven't been able to stop it, but they've been able to slow them down. They're still in the top 10 in rushing, but eighth instead of third. But that's what they can do. And so he has to fall back to it because his passing game is basically a check down operation. You know, now that's what Tyler Heinicke did against the Colts, was he just took the check downs and kept the chains moving.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, look, D-Led, he averaged almost 7 yards per attempt. So while I understand that, if you can be 7 yards an attempt in this offense and not turn the football over, like, that can be a winning formula for this team. Like, I don't know why that – I mean, again, I know 33 passes is probably maybe on a little bit of the high side, but if you're 67%, you know, you're averaging 7 yards an attempt and you don't turn the football over, I don't know how much more in this particular offense – without having a guy who can just fling it all around the yard, I don't know how much more you can expect out of a quarterback in this offense.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing would have been to put in the deep passing game, you know, during training camp and stuff when they weren't you know, playing people. You know, they can't hit the deep ball to Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson, whoever they send deep, they can't do it. So they're left with an intermediate passing game, a short to intermediate passing game. And, you know, against the Colts, I mean, they had some kind of really bizarre plays. You know, the check down to Bijan, he makes two people miss, he gets the 11 yards. The screen to Johnny Smith on 3rd and 15, he runs through 3 tackles. You know, you can't really count on that every week. But if you're going to run with it after the catch like that on those check downs, that's going to be hard to defend, and that's certainly some hidden yardage that you're able to amass.
Yeah, and D-Led, I mean, their biggest pass play of the year was a screen to Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, that 60-whatever-yard play for the touchdown earlier in the year, that was their biggest pass play, right?
Yeah, 61 yards screen out to the right, same screen play that they were able to complete against Colts on 3rd and 15. Yeah, they didn't. I don't know what happened. We saw Shanahan throw the ball, was in the air the first year, even when before he got the receivers in here. You know, and you know, they spent a whole lot of time taking those deep shots in practice, And so when they got to the games, they were timed up properly. And, I mean, to the point that Levine Tololo was catching them. And so I just didn't see the ball in the air. And I talked about this with a couple veteran receivers that have been out to camp. I was like, hey, I don't see the ball in the air. He's like, he's not trying to throw the ball. He's trying to run it. And so moving forward, you know, Coach Smith is going to have to put in a passing attack to go with the running attack. If, you know, if everything works out for him, he doesn't get terminated. But that's where they are. I thought they kind of knew that. And, you know, they would spend a lot of time on improving the passing attack this year, but they didn't really do that. And that's where we're at with these check downs and screens to tight ends and all kinds of stuff like that.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D. Led, so Clark Phillips, DeMarco Hellams, it looks like those guys are going to be starters moving forward for this team. I mean, again, we already saw, you know, Hawkins was cut earlier this year. I don't know what the lifespan of a Richie Grant is going to be. He's done some good things, but, you know, when you start getting replaced as a second-round pick by seventh-round guys, I don't know how long your lifespan is going to be for your team.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Jalen Hawkins was, you know, the deal where he probably should have stayed. I don't think they were playing the better player there. He wasn't one of their guys. He was drafted by Dimitroff and Quinn. And, you know, they systematically ran all those guys off. So he was the last one. Yeah, Richie Grant is in a nickel spot now. He's playing close to the line. They started him last week in a big nickel package. You know, it's kind of like Isaiah Oliver. When they drafted him in the second round, he ended up being a nickelback. You don't expect to be drafted a nickelback in the second, but that's pretty much where Richie is now. He's an in-the-box safety, you know, to cover some, you know, running backs closer to the line of scrimmage. You couldn't trust him in coverage. He kept getting lost there. So, yeah, that this probably is the end for that.
You know, D-Led, I mean, and obviously, and we'll talk about Zach Harrison here in just a second, but, you know, obviously this draft class looks really good for the value that they've gotten. But, you know, I counter that by literally at the start of the show, I was saying, okay, but your 2021 draft, your first draft, is starting to round into form of that draft is looking worse and worse and worse. If Grant's not going to be here next year, your third round pick's already gone off this team. One of your fourth round picks is not here. Your fourth round center is a very mixed bag. At times he looks really good, and at times, you know, he can't block anybody. I mean, he's had all kinds of issues and snap issues. So again, as good as this draft class has looked this year, you got to give it a few years because again, that 2021 draft is starting to round in the form of, ooh boy, maybe that wasn't the best draft class we've had in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to stack them. You need a couple in a row to start building your team out with. And so, you know, when you missed on that first class, you just figure that, hey, hopefully they learn their lessons. They pick some players they shouldn't have picked, you know, and now you were picking defensive guys for a system that you don't even run anymore. So that's some of it. You know, you can't miss in the third round on a tackle. You know, like you did on Jalen Mayfield, you got to hit there. But yeah, you got to hit in the top 100 picks. You need those guys to be players. And then anything you get outside of the third round is gravy. And so far, it's been a mixed bag, you know, hitting late and hitting early.
So Zach Harrison has really kind of shown over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I follow Ohio State. You know, I'm a Northeast Ohio guy. My dad is pretty in tune on all the message boards and follows that program pretty closely. You know, the reputation for Zach Harrison when he came out of high school as a five-star going to Ohio State was, it was always, if he wants to dominate, he'll dominate. But there were times when it didn't look like he wanted to dominate. And it feels like he's one of those players that when he gets his motor cranked up and going, he can do some destructive things. I'm excited about some of our pass rush moving forward, and Zach Harrison looks like maybe that he can be one of those pieces that really helps out.
Yeah, no doubt. I go back. I covered the Buckeyes when they had a kid by the name of Alonzo Spellman, who was like that, you know, 6'7", 5-star out of New Jersey that thought he could just wreck the whole Big Ten if he wanted to. And Harrison reminds me of him. He isn't as big as he was, but, you know, the plays he has made in the last couple of weeks have shown that he's got it. Now, you know, once you see it, it's like, hey, let's see that every Sunday.
Right.
So he's going to get an opportunity to do that. Calais Campbell has kind of showed him the ropes here, and he looks like he's been a willing student, and now he's taking those lessons onto the football field, and that's got to be a big plus for the Falcons and for him moving forward if he can turn into a bona fide, legitimate defensive end with a double-digit sack potential.
So, all right, let's get into this, D-Led. I mean, I said this last week that whether the Falcons pick in the top 10 and they're out of the playoffs or they pick 19th winning the division or whatever that slot is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
So I tell you, he was not a good coach, but so the argument for another day. But obviously, that was a complete game all the way around. And I was on multiple stations up in Indianapolis doing hits and stuff like that. And, you know, they were excited about playing the Falcons. They thought they would come down here and win. They'd been hot. You know, the 49ers the last 6 weeks before, like, this weekend, 49ers were 6-0. Do you know who the second best team was in the NFL? The Colts. They were 5-1. Only the 49ers had won more games in that last 6 weeks than the Colts had. They were feeling good about themselves. Gardner Minshew and all this kind of stuff. And the Falcons just shut them down with their defense and ran all over them with their offense. And it was a sight to see. And that was as complete a game. Now guess what? You have to replicate that. Because there's no reason why this team can't go to Chicago and to New Orleans and do the same things to two bad football teams. Because the Bears are bad and the Saints are bad. And yes, we're a bad football team as well. But there's no reason why you can't go up and beat the Bears and beat the Saints the last 2 weeks. And if you can't do that, then the chips will fall where they do. But I do think Arthur Blank is going to have Arthur Smith come back for it. I think Arthur Blank is looking for every reason to keep Arthur Smith. D-Led, when we get back, Chuck Brinicchia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey.com app. 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuck Brinicchia Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929, Solomon Brothers, Diamond Text Line to be a part of the show. Well, obviously, you know, we just talked about the idea that that was probably the most complete game that the Falcons have played all year. And I'll ask this gentleman the question as we head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Our buddy D. Orlando Ledbetter, he is the beat writer for the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his fine work. And, of course, he is on Twitter, at D. Orlando AJC. And D-Led, you know, I said not only was that the most complete game the Falcons have played all year, but could you make an argument that that was the most complete game in the Arthur Smith tenure that the Falcons played on Sunday?
Yeah, you could certainly do that, because certainly against a quality opponent, which, you know, the coach came in here with 8 wins. You know, there was, you know, you'd have to go search and look it up, but definitely this year. And the only other win on par with that would have been the win over the 49ers. And maybe the Browns last year, but they came in here with a lot of people not playing. Bosa and Myles Garrett didn't play in those games. So, yeah, this is right up there with those two wins.
You know, D-Led, going into the game last Sunday, and the Falcons, you know, besides running the football, they were very effective running the football. They were almost 6 yards a carry in the game. But – you know, before last week, it was almost a full yard per rushing attempt year over year less for the Falcons. Like, I don't know if a lot of people know, but, you know, the Falcons still have the second most rushing attempts in the NFL, and that's only behind Baltimore, who obviously has a quarterback that accumulates a lot of rushing attempts. So they still have the second most attempts in the league, but they, you know, before last Sunday, were almost a full yard less per attempt. How much is that on injuries to the offensive line, quality of play from the offensive line, running backs? Like, what do you attribute that to?
I attribute it to teams getting prepared for what they know they can do best. You know, the Falcons, their challenge coming into this year was to put up a passing attack that was, you know, higher than last year, where they finished, I think, 21st. But they haven't been able to do that. So every week when they go out, teams start with, hey, well, we got to stop the run. And they haven't been able to stop it, but they've been able to slow them down. They're still in the top 10 in rushing, but 8th instead of 3rd. But that's what they can do. And so he has to fall back to it, because his passing game is basically a check down operation. You know, now that's what Tyler Heinicke did against the coach, was he just took the check downs and kept the chains moving.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, look, D-Led, he averaged almost 7 yards per attempt. So while I understand that, if you can be 7 yards an attempt in this offense and not turn the football over, like, that can be a winning formula for this team. Like, I don't know why that – I mean, again, I know 33 passes is probably maybe on a little bit of the high side. But if you're 67%, you know, you're averaging 7 yards an attempt and you don't turn the football over, I don't know how much more in this particular offense, without having a guy who can just fling it all around the yard, I don't know how much more you can expect out of a quarterback in this offense.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing would have been to put in the deep passing game, you know, during training camp and stuff when they weren't you know, playing people. You know, they can't hit the deep ball to Scotty Miller, Van Jefferson, whoever they send deep, they can't do it. So they're left with an intermediate passing game, a short to intermediate passing game. And, you know, against the Colts, I mean, they had some kind of really bizarre plays. You know, the check down to Bijan, he makes two people miss, he gets the 11 yards. The screen to Johnny Smith on 3rd and 15, he runs through three tackles. You know, you can't really count on that every week. But if you're going to run with it after the catch like that on those check downs, that's going to be hard to defend, and that's certainly some hidden yardage that you're able to amass.
Yeah, and D-Led, I mean, their biggest pass play of the year was a screen to Jonnu Smith, right? I mean, that 60-whatever-yard play for the touchdown earlier in the year, that was their biggest pass play, right?
Yes, 61 yards screen out to the right, same screen play that they were able to complete against Colts on 3rd and 15. Yeah, they did. I don't know what happened. We saw Shanahan throw the ball, was in the air the first year, even when before he got the receivers in here. You know, and you know, they spent a whole lot of time taking those deep shots in practice, and so when they got to the games, they were timed up properly. And I mean, to the point that Levine Tololo was catching them. And so I just didn't see the ball in the air. And I talked about this with a couple veteran receivers that have been out to camp. I was like, hey, I don't see the ball in the air. He's like, he's not trying to throw the ball. He's trying to run it. And so moving forward, you know, Coach Smith is going to have to put in a passing attack to go with the running attack. If, you know, if everything works out for him, he doesn't get terminated. But that's where they are. I thought they kind of knew that. And, you know, they would spend a lot of time on improving the passing attack this year, but they didn't really do that. And that's where we're at with these check downs and screens to tight ends and all kinds of stuff like that.
D. Orlando Ledbetter joining me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline, Falcons beat writer for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D. Led, so Clark Phillips, DeMarco Hellams, it looks like those guys are going to be starters moving forward for this team. I mean, again, we already saw, you know, Hawkins was cut earlier this year. I don't know what the lifespan of a Richie Grant is going to be. He's done some good things, but, you know, when you start getting replaced as a second-round pick by seventh-round guys, I don't know how long your lifespan is going to be for your team.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, Jalen Hawkins was, you know, the deal where he probably should have stayed. I don't think they were playing the better player there. He wasn't one of their guys. He was drafted by Dimitroff and Quinn, and you know they systematically ran all those guys off. So he was the last one. Yeah, Richie Grant is in a nickel spot now. He's playing close to the line. They started him last week in a big nickel package. You know, it's kind of like Isaiah Oliver. When they drafted him in the second round, he ended up being a nickelback. You don't expect to be drafted a nickelback in the second, but that's pretty much where Richie is now. He's an in-the-box safety, you know, to cover some, you know, running backs closer to the line of scrimmage. You couldn't trust him in coverage. He kept getting lost there. So, yeah, this probably is the end for that.
You know, D-Led, I mean, and obviously, and we'll talk about Zach Harrison here in just a second, but, you know, obviously this draft class looks really good for the value that they've gotten. But, you know, I counter that by literally at the start of the show, I was saying, okay, but your 2021 draft, your first draft, is starting to round into form of that draft is looking worse and worse and worse. If Grant's not going to be here next year, your third round pick's already gone off this team. One of your fourth round picks is not here. Your fourth round center is a very mixed bag. At times he looks really good, and at times, you know, he can't block anybody. I mean, he's had all kinds of issues and snap issues. So again, as good as this draft class has looked this year, you got to give it a few years, because again, that 2021 draft is starting to round in the form of, ooh boy, maybe that wasn't the best draft class we've had in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. You got to stack them. You need a couple in a row to start building your team out with. And so, you know, when you missed on that first class, you just figure that, hey, hopefully they learn their lessons. They pick some players they shouldn't have picked, you know, and now you were picking defensive guys for a system that you don't even run anymore. So that's some of it. You know, you can't miss in the third round on a tackle, you know, like you did on Jalen Mayfield. You got to hit there. But, yeah, you got to hit in the top 100 picks. You need those guys to be players. And then anything you get outside of the third round is gravy. And so far, they it's been a mixed bag, you know, hitting late and hitting early.
So Zach Harrison has really kind of shown over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, I follow Ohio State. You know, I'm a Northeast Ohio guy. My dad is pretty in tune on all the message boards and follows that program pretty closely. You know, the reputation for Zach Harrison when he came out of high school as a five-star going to Ohio State was, it was always, if he wants to dominate, he'll dominate. But there were times when it didn't look like he wanted to dominate. And it feels like he's one of those players that when he gets his motor cranked up and going, he can do some destructive things. I'm excited about some of our pass rush moving forward. And Zach Harrison looks like maybe that he can be one of those pieces that really helps out.
Yeah, no doubt. I go back. I covered the Buckeyes when they had a kid by the name of Alonzo Spellman, who was like that, you know, 6'7", 5-star out of New Jersey that thought he could just wreck the whole Big Ten if he wanted to. And Harrison reminds me of him. He isn't as big as he was, but, you know, the plays he has made in the last couple of weeks have shown that he's got it. Now, you know, once you see it, it's like, hey, let's see that every Sunday.
Right.
So he's going to get an opportunity to do that. Calais Campbell has kind of showed him the ropes here, and he looks like he's been a willing student, and now he's taking those lessons onto the football field, and that's got to be a you know, big plus for the Falcons and for him moving forward. If he can turn into a bona fide, legitimate defensive end with a double-digit sack potential.
So, all right, let's get into this, D-Led. I mean, I said this last week that whether the Falcons pick in the top 10 and they're out of the playoffs or they pick 19th winning the division or whatever that slot is, I know you're a big draft, the best player available, draft, you know, the best athlete and all this kind of stuff. But I'm here to say, and I'll die on this hill, I don't know how in the first round of the upcoming draft you can avoid quarterback. I don't know how. I don't care who you sign in the offseason, who you trade for. You've got to draft the next young quarterback. And again, you most likely will miss on that guy when you draft him. But that's life in the NFL. I mean, that's the narrative for three quarters of the teams in the NFL is you miss on your first time you draft a first-round quarterback. The Bengals went 30 years between quarterbacks drafted before they had a Super Bowl, before they went to the Super Bowl. They went from Boomer Esiason until and then they drafted Joe Burrow and got there, and they had the number one pick, the number three pick, the number four pick, the number seven pick that they all used on quarterback. So again, I don't know how you can avoid, whether, I don't care if it's best of player available or whatever, I don't know how you avoid quarterback in the first round of the draft this year.
Oh, no question. Yeah, I remember I was there for all that, most of it. Akili Smith, David Klingler.
Yeah.
Kind of went.
Yeah.
I moved to Green Bay.
Yeah.
But, Coach Sam and, then Dave Shula was there for a second. But, yeah, the Falcons, yeah, they're in the quarterback market. They've announced it. They benched their guy that they, gave an opportunity to. They botched the transition from Matt Ryan, so they're still in the quarterback hunt. Now, what you don't want to do is be in that quarterback hunt like the Bengals for 30 years or like the Buccaneers until, you know, they never really had a quarterback until they got Brady. Even their Super Bowl teams didn't have a great quarterback. So that's where you're at. You got to trade. You got to do like Carolina, give up some capital, trade up, or you could do the old Packer model and take a quarterback every year, let Vernell and Favre and all them fight it out and Hasselbeck. And then, you know, if they can't beat him out, then you trade him and pick up some capital. That's one way to do it. And And then the other way is to take two in the draft, like Washington did with RG3 and Kirk Cousins, and let them fight it out. Mm-hmm. So you can take quarterbacks on different tiers in the upcoming draft. Say, yeah, you don't get up high enough to get to Jaden Daniels, or I'm Caleb and Caleb Williams and Drake May. So then you go to that next group where you got Penix and you got J.J. McCarthy. There are going to be some guys in that middle range that, you're going to have to teach and prep and get ready. But, I mean, there's no sure thing in the NFL draft, and you can go back for decades to substantiate that.
Last question for you with about 30 seconds left. Do we expect to see Heinicke play on Sunday? I know he was limited in practice today. Any concerns about moving forward that Desmond Ridder's going to find a way back into this thing?
He was out there throwing when we were out there for 15 minutes during the early part. So I think it's more precautionary. But he had to list everything on the report now after getting fined last week for their shaky injury reporting on Bijan. So he's got a list. If a guy's nicked up, he's learning that, hey, I better list him on the report. So I fully expect Heinicke to play. It's going to be a, soggy field up there. So, yeah, you may end up with some Ridder at the end up there.
D. Orlando Ledbetter covers the Atlanta Falcons for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. AJC.com is where you can check out all of his great work. And he's on Twitter, at D. Orlando AJC. And he joined me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. D-Led, my friend, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight, and we will chat again soon.
All right, John, thanks for having me. Take care. Have a great evening.
Thanks. Same to you. And we will be back. Top of the hour, Falcons flyover. Give you the Pro Football Focus grades from the win over the Colts. Plus, the O-line rankings going into this week. It's pretty good news for the Falcons. Chuck, we're here in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.